Why do I always get Ricky Van Shelton and Dwight Yoakam mixed up? They don't look anything alike. I guess maybe they sound alike to me. I don't know. Anyway, Suspicious Minds, an old Elvis hit from umpteen hundred years ago, back in the dark ages when Joe Mama was just a little toddler.
But when I grew up, I learned, I really appreciate Elvis.
When you grew up, you grew up.
Yeah. You did. And I appreciate Elvis.
I do too.
He's one of the best. And probably still is out there somewhere, so they say.
I don't doubt it. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The two-day National Spelling Bee begins today in Washington, D.C.
Boy, I wish I was there. I would probably win that devil, hands down.
I wonder if Dan Quayle's invited. Bless his heart.
I never could spell real well.
Oh, I was always a good
spell.
Let me
see, it's R-E-A-L-W-E-E-L, right?
That's real close.
Told you I never could spell it.
I was a good speller because I was still, back in my early times, they taught by phonics. And then they got away from it, and we had a whole generation of kids who couldn't spell, and now they've gone back to phonics.
I understand a lot of the kids now in the United States are hooked on phonics.
Yeah.
I think they ought to do something about it. I mean, if they, you know, first there was angel dust and PCV valves, and now they're all hooked on phonics. The other day they were talking about a lot of them are on PBS.
Listen, I happen to have a statistic on that.
Kids hooked on PBS?
Well, on different things. Tabernacle, New Jersey.
Tabernacle?
Fewer high school students in the state are using alcohol, marijuana, and cocaine. And they said, oh, that's great, that's great. But they now say, but more report taking heroin, inhalants, and glue.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm
going
serious.
From horrible to worse.
Only 17.6% said they didn't use any illegal drugs. So,
so what?
That leaves about 82.4% or something like that that do use.
That's about all the little devils.
Can you imagine getting an inhalant and the glue mixed up?
Goodness knows. I tried to buy some spray
paint
one time
years ago. Did you glue your nostrils together, getting the inhalant and the glue?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not very sharp yet today. What do you mean yet today, you old coot?
You'll get a better story.
19 past 6 o'clock. Remember yesterday morning that story I had about that guy that was trying to feed his 12-foot python?
Did his arm fall off?
Snake swallowed his arm, and he cut the snake up, and it didn't stop, and he had to shoot the snake. Our Bill Anderson fan's probably turning off the radio already. She called me yesterday about 10 o'clock. She said, but you tell me that snake story. I turned it off when you were talking about it yesterday morning. No, ma'am. If you turned it off on the radio, you're not going to get a private sitting on the phone.
Really?
Anyway, this other dummy found a rattlesnake out in the woods in Orlando, Florida. Of course, whenever you find a rattlesnake, you normally take it home and feed it.
Oh, no.
That's what he did. Took it home and tried to feed it a rat, and the rattlesnake bit him. Now, it's not funny to get bit by a rattlesnake, but anybody that hasn't got any more sense
than
absolute big doofus. That old boy that had the big python, though, he said he wants him another snake. This time he wants a smaller one.
Oh, Lord.
What
people
is it about,
lighten up.
What is it about people that fascinates them with snakes?
I don't know. I got so upset with number two son, Keith.
He had a little python, or I guess it was a python, wasn't it?
Boa constrictor.
Boa constrictor. They're all the same to me.
Not at my house now, because I don't believe in putting snakes in aquariums. But they would feed it rats, and they would joke about they'd feed it mice and how they'd tease it and make it lunge for its food and everything. And I thought, how big a doofus can... And I mean, that's number two son, you know. How big a doofus can you get? Raise
snakes,
a bunch of idiots.
Snakes are not real good pets. You can't take them out for a walk. You have to take them out for a drag or a slither. Hey, would you mind taking my snake out for a slither, please?
Well, and you hear cases of people who've had these big boa constrictors and pythons and things. That one ate a baby. You know, they had forgot to feed it for a couple days. I think they get fed when they're big like that every 2 weeks or once a month. But they'd forgot to feed it, and it crawled out of the thing and crawled in the crib with the baby, and the baby was food. They don't reason. Not like having a pet dog.
Slurped him right down. I've made it a hard, fast rule in my life never to own anything as a pet that can eat me.
Really?
And I'll never break that rule.
They need to, now that's something that the government does need to do. That should be a law. You should have to get a special license to have those kind of animals, and the license, you know, should be okayed by the whatever they are.
Oh, we've got enough laws already.
Well, then just simply throw the people in jail when you catch them with something they shouldn't have.
We could arrest them for ignorance.
Yeah, put a big eye on their driver's license for idiot.
AM 590, where you hear the super gold hits. Out today. Summertime is on its way.
What is that death toll now in the Navajo flu thing?
12 or 13.
12, I think.
Yeah, maybe 12.
Last I heard was 12, but every day it's upping. There's been one person.
Upping?
Yeah, they're upping it.
I didn't know that word.
One person was not a Navajo, and I've not heard too much about it. They've all been Navajo Indians.
Yeah.
But one has not been. They didn't say any more about it other than one was not. It's unbelievable.
I had a TV movie on last night about the plague, the bubonic plague hitting New York City. I thought they probably ran that because of this epidemic out there. They were probably holding the movie back.
But it's frightening. I wouldn't think so. It's an older movie, I believe. I
thought it kind of coincided with what's going on in Arizona.
Well, the symptoms sure kind of were the same.
Yeah, weren't they, though? Flu-like symptoms, coughing and wheezing. And
they say this, once it goes into the lungs, which can happen within a matter of days, that death usually is within 24 hours.
Remember that Legionnaire's disease they had, 10 years ago? That
right.
They thought it was going to be a huge epidemic and wipe out
1976.
Thousands of people. What caused that? Asbestos or something, wasn't it, in the walls of the hotels or something? Seems like it was.
I don't remember, but they said it took them 4 months to figure out that problem, and that they're working night and day on this, and they're looking at all sorts of death certificates from anybody who might remotely be linked, trying to search for a common denominator, try to find something that they all had in common that could have caused this. And so far, they've hit a big zero. There's no link, and that's why they can't figure out what it is.
Might be Mother Nature's way of saying we have too many people down there on Earth.
And she tried AIDS and said, now look, they're stringing this along too long. We need to get something a little faster acting.
Oh, speaking of Mother Nature, that new fountain they're putting up downtown and statues in front of the Arlington, that's what they're going to call it, Mother Nature.
Why do they have it covered?
Well, I guess the anticipation, kind of making everybody wonder what
it is.
Well,
you can tell it's deer and a woman with a jug.
What she got in that jug, huh?
Probably some of that good spring water.
See, here, not 2 months ago, we recommended that the downtown area utilize a lot of fountains with water, because water's the main thing that people associate with hot springs. I think any time you drive down the main historical district, you ought to be able to see water flowing everywhere. Fountains, waterfalls, make it really a water town for the tourists that come in.
Yeah, something really exotic.
In Disneyland, these people have done things with water you cannot believe. They make water shoot up over in, like over the street into a huge arch, and it looks like a solid piece of plastic. They have learned how to control the molecular construction of water to make it do just about anything in the world. If we had
a it skull, hops from one circle to another.
Yeah, and goes down a little bitty hole, 100% bullseye. If we had a display of water like that here in Hot Springs in our downtown area, this would be the biggest tourist attraction in the world, I think. That's just a personal opinion.
Yeah, but I imagine getting that and getting that set up and all that would really, you're talking buku's money.
Oh, this is a rich town, Joe. Mama, what do you mean? We've got money to do anything we want to.
Oh, money, okay. Well, then let's do it.
Money running out of our ears.
Okay, well, then let's do it.
Figuratively speaking, of course. 24 before 7 o'clock, AM 590. Jim and Joe, good morning and welcome in. Here's Garth Brooks, That Summer. It'll be number one because it is Garth Brooks.
It doesn't thrill me.
Doesn't thrill me at all, but watch it. It'll be number one. That Summer, it's called.
I wonder why all these people don't ask my opinion first.
Well, Hillary normally checks in with you. That's what counts. 19 minutes before 7 o'clock. Here's one of the a story that's in the category of, boy, don't that blow your dress up, you know. A high school senior in Clinton, Arkansas, was not allowed to walk across the stage and receive his diploma at the graduation ceremonies because he had on tennis shoes. The principal said, nope, that is not acceptable footwear. You will not be allowed to graduate. The shoes were brown and black suede Nikes with rubber soles. His mother had just paid $50 for them. She said they were her son's church shoes. She's raising the kid by herself and has a minimum wage job and said she couldn't afford to buy any other shoes other than those. The principal pointed out, well, you could spend $50 on a pair of dress shoes. I guess you probably could have, but those dress shoes would have been worn that one time.
Yeah.
Probably to walk across the stage.
In church, and that would have been it.
But a very logical assumption to assume that you would wear them. Tennis shoes over and over and over again.
So
I think
they didn't allow the kid to graduate. No, he just didn't get to go through the ceremony.
Well, he didn't get to go through the ceremony. The principal said that he would probably give the teenager his diploma if he came by the school.
Probably my butt. I'd be up there with a big stick and telling him you will or else.
Somebody needs to take a baseball bat to that principal, I think. The kid goes to school 12 years, works for it, earns his diploma, and I don't care if he's up there barefooted and he gets it, they ought to give it to him.
Well, and then you hear about those students that did not pass, didn't meet the requirements in Texas to even pass, and they're suing to be allowed to take part in the ceremony, and they're going to be allowed to take part in the ceremony. Boy, that's not fair.
Sometimes you just can't afford to dress up to everybody else's expectations.
No, you have to dress for your lifestyle.
So we're sending the Big Dummy of the Year Award down to the principal in Clinton, Arkansas.
Really?
Gary Buttram's Electronic Repair can...